on KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
When plein air painter John Crosby founded the first Laguna Beach Plein Air Painting Invitational in 1998, he wanted to bring the best representational painters from across the nation to his hometown in Laguna Beach. To start off on a good footing, they met at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. He recalls one participant frantically trying to smooth out wrinkles, telling him, "Man, you should have warned me. I would have put on a better shirt." At the first Invitational, collectors lined up outside the Laguna Art Museum to buy paintings, and most sold within half an hour. Crosby, now of San Clemente, is rejoining the Invitational, scheduled to start this Friday through October 25th. While the event has changed venues in recent years, its character remains intact. Expect to see some of the 35 artists involved painting on street corners, in coves, and in hillsides around town. You can get a preview. Currently, paintings from the event catalog are on display at Forest and Ocean Gallery downtown, 480 Ocean Avenue. Also, a historic oceanfront Laguna Beach home on North Coast Highway, owned by an heir to the Wrigley Chewing Gum fortune, who was a longtime Catalina Island leader and conservationist, is on the market at $11.9 million. Set on a bluff in Woods Cove, the house belonged to Paxson Packy Headley Offield. According to property records, Offield, the great-grandson of William Wrigley Jr., has been battling leukemia. He died in June at age 63. The four-bedroom residence, built in early 1920s, was designed by architect Jean L. Lagasse and is one of the finest examples of arts and crafts style in Laguna Beach. That's according to John Staniland of Home Sotheby's Realty, who has the listing. That's some local stuff courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. Let's look quickly at music news this morning. Next month, Miley Cyrus and the Flaming Lips are teaming together in support of their recent collaborative LP, Miley Cyrus and Her Dead Pets. I love the Flaming Lips. I hate Miley Cyrus. In news that shouldn't shock you in the slightest, at least one of their shows will apparently take place completely in the nude. The news comes from Wayne Coyne's Instagram, which adds the concert will be filmed for a forthcoming video, and it won't just be Miley and Wayne and the Lips who will be without clothes. Apparently, the audience is also going to be completely naked, and everyone will be spewed with milk at some point. Because, of course, why not? I mean, that makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. Everything Miley Cyrus does is strategically and tactically chosen for her PR career. I understand that. KX93.5 will be joined by Caroline Bruderer of Caroline's Cause Corner here shortly, highlighting another local nonprofit. And Linda Halligan will count down the top five on KX93.5. I'm Tyler Russell. Jason Fetty is still out on the Daily Scramble.